Tuesdays. Hour 2 begins. He joins us. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on his podcast if you haven't already. Dave, what's the latest news that's got everybody buzzing down there?
Recruiting, Bill, mostly the transfer portal for the Gators here. The big one, Bill, they got yesterday pretty early. Offensive lineman, more than likely a guard, but Osiris Torrance committed to Florida, transfer from Louisiana. Started about 40 games for Louisiana, dating back all the way to his freshman season where he played, I think, if I remember right, 13 out of 14 games as a true freshman. ESPN had him as a top 100 college football player last year going into the 2021 season. He could have easily went to the NFL draft this past coming up NFL draft, Bill, but decides to transfer to Florida and Billy Napier. And offensive line coaches that, you know, he's familiar with as well, Rob Sale, who was at Louisiana, coached with the Giants, New York Giants this past year. He's co-offensive lineman and an offensive coordinator for the Gators. That was a hire made last week for Florida. So he's very familiar with Rob Sale and then also Darnell Stapleton, who came over from Louisiana. So that was a big one, Bill. Had a position in need for Florida. Florida struggled on offensive line for the last few years. Got a little bit better last year, of course, toward the beginning of the year especially, but still need a talent upgrade and get one of the best offensive linemen available in the country. They did that, and you know, luckily Billy Napier had an inroad there after developing him at Louisiana. But also, kind of surprised, Bill, Jalen Kimber transferred from Georgia to Florida. Looked like he was going to be a starter for that Georgia defensive backfield before the season, and then had a nagging shoulder injury, ended up having shoulder surgery, didn't play this past year for Georgia, now going to transfer to Florida there. And then a commitment, Bill, from the high school ranks as well. Miguel Mitchell was committed to Vanderbilt at one time. This is somebody the staff identified as a safety back at their Louisiana days. He ends up committing to Florida as well. So busy on the recruiting front, Bill. A lot of visits this past weekend for the first official visit weekend of 2022. Some big names there, mainly Texas A&M commit, number one linebacker in the country, Harold Perkins there. Florida knocked that visit out of the park, and we'll just kind of have to wait till signing day, Bill, to see if that's going to be enough for Florida to sway him away from A&M.
What will Billy Napier's offense look like at Florida?
Good question, Bill. If you go back to his time at Louisiana, more of a – it's going to be run-focused. It's still going to be running the ball between the tackles, maybe some pistol to go along with that as well. Levi Lewis was his main quarterback his time there at Louisiana. So quarterback runs a part of it as well. I don't think he's married to that, but I think that's just what he had at Louisiana. So, of course, I think – what you see there on a power run, as I said, some pistol, running the ball with the backs a good bit, using backside the backfield too. I went back and looked at some stats yesterday. They get the ball in the passing game a good bit as well when he has backs capable. And I think Florida has backs capable with DeMarcus Bowman, the Ringo Lingard. If you try and get those guys outside and use their speed, so I think we'll see those guys too. But also just a pure power run game, not so dissimilar from kind of Dan Mullen's power run, your quarterback run scheme at times as well. So I think if Anthony Richardson's fully healthy, ready to go for spring and fall, I think you'll see kind of a similar offense based off the quarterback and his ability to run. And there are times, I think, you know, with Levi Lewis at quarterback under Billy Napier, there are probably times where he was probably a better throwing quarterback. I think Anthony Richardson could probably open up that offense just a bit more in that regard. But I do think, Bill, it won't be too far from what we've seen, but I think Billy Napier, going back to his time at Arizona State as well as an offensive coordinator, learning under some offensive coordinators his time at Alabama, he can open it up if he needs to against the quarterback to do that. But I think initially we'll see very similar to what we saw at Louisiana with mainly relying on the run game, probably 60-40 run percent there. With that and relying on the running backs and that offensive line. I think getting Osiris Torrance is a big inclination. I think the offense probably he can fit inside that offense pretty well and try and push some people around up front. So it's going to be, hopefully philosophical culture shifts as far as mentality goes, Bill, because, you know, Florida's got to get tougher there as well to go and try and, you know, run the ball very similar to what we saw at the beginning of the year last year. You got to keep, be able to keep that up for a whole year, and I think Billy Napier's going to try and do that, at least early on at Florida.
And Emory Jones is not gone.
He's not gone, Bill. You know, try to keep everybody up to date on that one, and, you know, we've kind of hit that one as far as it would go, even though there was a lot of rumors that, you know, he almost even said so himself that, you know, there were reports out there that he was going to go into the transfer portal. He even discussed going into the transfer portal, but he never officially put his name in. So, Bill, like I said, I don't think he'll start. I think he'll go through spring. And, Bill, he's very close to graduating at Florida, too, so that, I think, plays a part in it as well. You know, he's been there for since 2018, that season. So he's very close to getting, you know, a graduate degree at Florida. And that will open up some transfer possibilities, I think, too, if that's the way he ends up going. So I think he'll go through spring. I think he'll go through that and maybe see where he's at in that regard, Bill. But, decided not to transfer. We'll go through spring with Florida. And, you know, we'll see. I don't think he starts, Bill. Maybe he and Billy Napier, we got to talk to him a bit on Friday. And, you know, he did say, Emory Jones, you know, handles this the right way. He loves Florida. He loves being at Florida. And maybe that plays into it as well, Bill. Maybe there's writing on the wall that he won't be a starting quarterback, or he doesn't want to drop down and maybe go take his chances somewhere else. And he just likes being at Florida, and we'll see. So, Bill, we tried to keep everybody up to date on that, and seems like he'll at least go through spring.
Yeah, that will be fun to watch, because once we get in the spring, he'll probably get a little bit better feel for where he stands on that depth chart.
Yeah.
And then maybe he'll move on from there. Don't know. But apparently they've done a good job of talking to him and making him feel comfortable with at least sticking it out a little while.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a lot of respect there for the player, from the players as well. And Billy Napier did bring up Bill the other day, with that, and talking about Emory Jones and saying, hey, look, you know, it's all our job as coaches as well to kind of, when they're struggling out on the field, it's our job to kind of cater to them. It's our job to, you know, talk them through and make sure we're putting them in the right situations as well. I don't think that was necessarily a shot at the last staff or anything like that, but, you know, basically saying how Emory Jones, you know, approached last season, and he knows it was tough, but it's the coach's job to help bring those players along and, you know, bring them when the situation's tough, help bring them through it. So maybe there's another aspect, maybe something to unlock there from Emory Jones. I don't necessarily see it right now, Bill, but, you know, maybe there's something left there.
Is Florida basketball a thing right now?
Whew, Bill. It is a thing, yes, but not the thing Gator fans want it to be right now. It's really surprising, too. You know, they got off to a really good start. They finally beat FSU, got off that, had beat Ohio State, played some teams very tough, and then just had an inexcusable loss to, I think it was Texas Southern at home at some point there in December with a terrible team. You lose that game at home. And then started conference play 0-3, and then finally got their first conference win over South Carolina this past weekend, Bill. But it's just a lot of the, you know, same old with Mike White. Is, you know, there's no, I mean, Colin Castleton, Bill, is a really good player. You know, best player Florida has right now. But, you know, they don't have that legit scoring threat. A guy that can get them out of the slump. A guy that can go get the bucket when they really need it. A guy that can go hit the dagger at the end of the game and bring, you know, Florida, they'll get down big to Auburn. They'll get down big to LSU, and they'll storm back. But they'll get back within, you know, 3 to 6 points and just never be able to overcome it. So you can see talent at some points, Bill, but it's just, I think, seeing social media, seeing what I see, and a lot of my complaints about a Mike White team, it's just the same old, Bill, of just – and recruiting is good. Recruiting is good for basketball. Just can never seem to hit in stride, never put anything consistently together, and it really comes down, Bill, just not being able to score enough points and not having a guy to go to get those points.
Tell everybody how they can get your podcast, Gators Breakdown.
Get it at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown, your favorite podcast platform. The YouTube version out there as well. Recent episodes out there, Bill, of course, recapping the big visit and recruiting weekend for Florida and going back to Billy Napier's press conference on Friday, talking about the eight phases of program building that he does. So it starts today, Bill, with the foundation part of it, and a lot to look forward to in the Billy Napier fan base. Is excited, Bill.
We'll see you next week, sir.
Thank you, Bill.